Don't have to think. You can just listen. Well, no, that's actually not true. You got to think if you're going to participate with us here on the weekend version of the Good Day program with lots of help and advice aimed directly at you. Information galore from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have lots of things to talk about as usual. The week has been full of interesting, important information, Dr. Ken. Did I say interesting?
Interesting. Hi, how are you today?
I am doing well. The allergy system.
Yeah, I put this story in especially thinking of you.
Yeah, all right. So let's talk about allergies because they're, every year goes by, it seems to be, is it me and getting a little older or is it just the circumstances that present themselves?
Well, Gallup this week polled thousands of Americans, Doug, asking them if they're suffering from allergies. And it's amazing, almost a quarter of the population this week is suffering from allergies, and it seems that the spring allergy season, it's arrived sooner, it's stronger than usual, and it's likely spurred by unseasonably warm weather. I know down here in Florida, we didn't have much of a winter this year, and I think that's probably true for most of the country. And that's the theory why this year's allergy season has started earlier and is much more severe. More Americans, Doug, reported being sick with allergies on any given day so far in April, and it's about 23%. Compared to last April 2011 or compared to 2010. And we don't yet know whether the season's going to peak in April as it did last year or in May as it did in 2009. And on any given day throughout the year, it's amazing, even when we're not in allergy season, at least 10% of Americans admit to suffering with allergies. It's a huge problem.
All right. So what's the remedy? You take Claritin, you take some of these other over-the-counter things. I've gotten headaches, different parts of my head, and I just say, oh, it'll go away. And I usually just go to bed, but wake up with all kinds of, you know, you have the phlegm and the stuff that's pretty unattractive. In fact, so what do you do?
Oh, you want a solution?
Well, I'd like to have a way. Do I take fish oil? I mean, what?
Well,
what do I do?
I think the most important thing is, if you can, and you know, this is easier said than done, is avoidance of the allergen, identifying what it is that you're allergic to, and if you can, taking steps to avoid it. A doctor can help you determine if you can't figure out what the trigger is. You can have tests for this. And if you're unable to avoid your allergen, there are medications you can take to reduce the symptoms. There are medications you can do to help reduce your immune system, which is supposed to help you fight these bugs and foreign bodies, but it just overreacts. There are, fortunately, now antihistamines that don't put you to sleep. You can have corticosteroids that are inhaled, decongestants, Cromolyn. There's drugs that are called Leukotriene modifiers. And if all of these first-line medications don't work, there is much more sophisticated therapy, immunotherapy, which you need to get from an allergist. And this is where, for severe allergies, you can't do this yourself. You know, you can't self-medicate yourself with diet or with supplements. Some people, that will help. But with the really severe allergies, you have to get immunotherapy. Some people have severe emergency allergic reactions. They can't breathe. Their tongue gets large. Their throat closes. This is where you have to give epinephrine, the EpiPen. This is a serious medical emergency.
888-553-7536. There may be the theme of the day, your allergies and how you deal with them, or do you know how to deal with them? You want some advice from Dr. Ken Kronhaus? Help yourself to our toll-free line, which is 888-553-7536, translated, sometimes easier for people to remember it, using letters instead of numbers, 55-D-R-K-E-N. We'll cover, as Ken has suggested, all the medical and health news of the week.
And I'll mention some alternative treatments when we get a chance. We didn't cover those.
Yeah, alternative treatments would be all right. We'd like to have alternative treatments. We're interested in whatever may be going on with you medically this week, and your help can be not only the call is helpful for you, but it's you're helping other people as well who have the same thing. This is the most listened to radio program dealing with health at this time during the weekends. And a lot of people listening on the internet, that's swell. People on great radio stations around the country.
How many stations are we up to?
The last count is about 184, as I remember, but don't hold me to that. It's somewhere in that vicinity, 194. Yeah, well, I may be, and that's I ought to know what's going on. The Good Day Health newsletter also for this week, continuing with the theme from last week. Ken, what's in there that will be helpful to all the people that are listening?
Exactly, Doug. We are staying with our very important women this week, and the focus is on a very delicate area, great concern, women's cancer. I tried to take the latest information from the medical journals, trying to help come up with new solutions, practical solutions to women and their cancer.
Speaking of solutions, Ken has a solution. If you have, as you've aged, all of you men who are over the age of 30, know your testosterone is declining. So why don't you give everybody an idea about what can be done, in fact, for men. For sometimes women hear this and they, okay, I'm going to get this for the man in my life. But this is a pretty specific product that helps a lot.
Men, yes, their testosterone, Doug, starts declining at 30. It keeps falling every year. Losing testosterone, it can lead to stress, mood swings, a negative outlook on life, and not to mention decreased sexual desire. That's why T-Gen was created. It's a natural way to help boost testosterone levels. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels, Doug.
All right, so as you have this problem, you address this problem, the best way to do it from the sort of gentle generic sense, that's where Gen comes from. T-Gen is the product. T-Gen, as Ken said, created to help boost your testosterone levels. It's easier, and it gets in the way of you aging. Excuses. You make excuses because things aren't quite the way they were. Don't have to make them anymore. Reclaim your zest for life. Call 800-909-7574. 800-909-7574. T-Gen number for the risk-free supply of T-Gen, 800-909-7574. You will find that the changes start when you start with T-Gen. So combine it with exercise. Ken will tell you that's a great way for you to lose fat and gain muscle. That's what T-Gen is about. 800-909-7574.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea, most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Newsbreak, I'm Bobby Owens. As the U.S. continues to develop advanced energy solutions, Philips has risen to the challenge by developing the most energy-efficient light bulb in the world. The winner of the Bright Tomorrow Lighting Prize, or L Prize, is based on LED technology. Available to consumers nationwide, it will closely mimic the century-old incandescent while saving money. Ed Crawford is CEO of Light Sources and Electronics for Philips Lighting North America.
Because the new bulb uses 83% less energy than the standard 60-watt, it will cost about $1 per year to run, yet still give the consumer features they love, like dimming.
Rebates available from over 280 utility companies across the country will make it more affordable, with more coming in June when Energy Star status is expected.
With LED technology, we're looking at a wholesale change in the buying of bulbs, going from a disposable to a durable good. Consumers are no longer looking at a product that will last about 6 months. They're looking at a product that will be with them for decades.
For more, log on to Philips.com. That's Newsbreak from Philips. I'm Bobby Owens.
It's spring allergy season, and the makers of non-drowsy Claritin have teamed up with Brooke Burke Charvet, host of Dancing with the Stars, for a short online film. It's a crazy, over-the-top look at two versions of one busy woman's day, who juggles work, life, and family, while also dealing with allergies. In her real life, Brooke is a long-time allergy sufferer and can't be distracted by bothersome symptoms as she manages her busy life.
Between raising four kids, hosting Dancing with the Stars, being co-CEO of ModernMom.com, and releasing a fitness DVD, my life is pretty hectic. It's important for me to keep allergy symptoms under control to help me be at my best on and off camera. I take non-drowsy Claritin to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. It's proven to keep me as alert and focused as someone without allergies.
Check out Brooke's new online film, The Difference is Clear, on YouTube.com/Claritin. Again, that's YouTube.com/Claritin. Use as directed.
888-553-7536. Let's have a chat, Ken, with Dick, who's listening in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, western part of the state, probably. Does it say Bridgewater? Oh, it does say Bridgewater. I was thinking it was Stockbridge. I was going to give credit to the station in Albany, but instead I'll give credit to the station probably in Fall River. Is that right, Dick?
Pretty close. It's in Brockton, actually.
Oh, the station in Brockton. All right, well,
yep.
Fall River down the road from Brockton. We got it. All right, anyway, yeah, what can we do?
We get you every Saturday.
Thank
you so much.
Sure.
I have kind of, I think, an unusual question. A 73, white male. Been on Fosamax for several years. After bone density test, my doctor decided that I should come off of the bone density test. Looked pretty good. The question is there a relationship between me losing height perceptibly and coming off of Fosamax? I've been off for 4 or 5 months. I've lost about an inch and a half in the last 2 years.
You've lost an inch and a half off your height?
Yeah.
How tall were you to begin with?
5'9".
So you're the same height as I was, and I've lost an inch, and I didn't know it either.
Okay.
But I'm not as old as you are, so. All right, so
I'm noticing because my pants are rubbing on the ground now.
There you go. All right, so what's his problem?
Well, this is a side effect of the problem, osteoporosis, softening of the bones. And I would imagine, Dick, that you had a pretty severe case of this.
I guess so.
But the good news is it sounds like it's much improved. You were taken off the Fosamax not because you had an adverse reaction to it, but because you had a good effect, correct?
Yes, and he thought I'd been on it for long enough.
All right, well, that's great because exactly. We usually try to stop after 5 years and not go that long. Are you a smoker?
No.
Because there are some lifestyle things, home remedies that you can do to try to lower the risk and maintain that good effect that you have. Don't smoke, avoid excessive alcohol, and just do things to make sure you don't fall, like low-heeled shoes, non-slip soles, just some good common sense things. Get rid of those household electrical cords that everybody keeps around and trips on. Just do some common sense things, especially in the bathroom.
Okay.
And you should do pretty well. And I would imagine he'll follow up and just confirm that you're maintaining a good result.
All right. Any suggestions on the height loss to slow that up at all?
Well, I think you've had the treatment, and that has occurred because of how severe your osteoporosis was. Hopefully now with improvement, that should not occur, but it would have been a lot worse had you not treated this.
I was told to hang upside down on one of those contraptions. That'd be good, too. 21 After with Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
BeProvedBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProvedBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BeProvedBePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BeProvedBePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeProvedBePrepared.com.
And specific information to help you out, 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in the Good Day Weekend program to take your calls. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Here's a woman named Elizabeth that wondered about having, she was doing some work around her home, and she lost her finger. And went to emergency surgery. They put her finger back on, but she doesn't have any feeling in it. I guess when you lose a limb, I mean, we've heard all these stories about people who lost their arm, they have it sewn back on again, and somehow or other they connect the nerves. How the heck do you connect? Nerves are almost, you can't, can you see nerves?
Yeah, you have to do it quickly and very carefully, and it takes an incredibly trained hand surgeon. Sometimes you can do this.
You can. And, with the nerves.
Depending how quickly you get to it and how skilled you are. And I guess here the nerves were just not able to reconnect, and sometimes they actually find each other when they're... Yes, but you have to get there quickly.
Tony, when she had her arm amputated...
And well-preserved the organ.
It was supposed to be a way for her to lose the pain that she'd had in that arm for so many years.
The phantom pain.
Right, exactly. Tony, for those of you who may or may not remember, was my former wife who passed away last November, and she had such bad problems with her arm. She had bone cancer there. She had cancers for 20 years because of her related to her breast cancer. But anyway, the doctor told her that the pain would go away, and then there was phantom pain that lasted pretty much the rest of her life. And now I see this with this woman on her finger. She doesn't feel anything. I wonder... Tony kept feeling the same stuff. So with this woman, the fact that she lost her finger, they put the finger back on, but the nerves apparently weren't connected, so maybe the surgeon wasn't that skilled. I mean, is that what you tell her? She wants to know why. You tell her that the surgeon didn't do that good a job.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know whether it may have been so far gone and not well preserved that no matter who put it back together.
So you put it on ice, literally?
Yes.
Do you?
But, you know, I would talk to the surgeon and try to find out what the surgeon's thoughts are. But, you know, that's pretty dicey surgery.
Yeah. I would think, putting things back together after they come off. All right, well, it's an interesting question, though.
It just sounds like the nerves were damaged. In when you have phantom pain, the nerves are quite active, and that's why they're imagining that there's a limb there, because the nerves work very well. Here, the nerves may have been damaged in the trauma. The tissue that was reconnected may have been severely damaged and just couldn't be put back together, or it may have been a factor of the skill of the surgeon who did it. You just don't know.
Kind of like Humpty Dumpty, it sounds like.
But that's a rather challenging situation
I would think so.
To deal with.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. 1-800-236-3636. So we cover all the medical news. There's new information on prostate cancer treatment, Ken. Looks pretty interesting.
This is the medical breakthrough of the week, and this is some real hope. This is out of Lancet Oncology this week. Doug, there's this new treatment for prostate cancer. Hopefully it'll be coming to a town nearby
soon.
It can rid the disease from 9 in 10 men without debilitating side effects, which is a little scary for many who have to undergo prostate surgery. This study is just hope for thousands of guys. The new treatment, which involves heating only the tumors with a highly focused ultrasound, will mean men can be treated without an overnight stay in the hospital and avoid the distressing side effects that are associated with current therapies, especially nerve damage, loss of ability to function sexually, loss of bladder control, and hopefully this will get away from that. Although the stereotactic surgery for the prostate in skilled hands is another alternative that is probably available to most of you if you look around. And in the skilled hands, this is a wonderful breakthrough. But what we're presenting this week is still at the cutting edge and hopefully will be available in the next year or so.
All right. So not available now.
Except at certain select centers and out of the country, but it's going to come.
Is it something that was developed here in our country, or was it developed overseas?
Much of it was developed in England.
It was. Yeah. The problem with prostate cancer and prostate in general, we talk about this a lot because there are a lot of people who have products that would like us to help them sell them. You got to feed the prostate in order to keep it healthy. I've said many, many times, I didn't think from what I knew there was any reason for any man to have prostate cancer if he properly takes care of the prostate that he has, but so many men don't. And one of the ways of doing that is just to watch your diet. Fat's horrible for prostates, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Stay away from fat, a steak that's fatty, anything that's fatty is going to... Now, what about fish oils? What do they do for... Again, we talk a lot about them. What do they do? Anything for prostate problems?
Not that we know of, but it probably can hurt a little bit of it, especially eating fish, the real thing.
Yeah. There's a blog at drkenshow.com. Click on the upper right-hand corner at drkenshow.com to exchange with Dr. Ken and the information, the conversation. Half past the hour. Good day weekend. Dr. Ken here.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Let's presume you are interested and ready to go here. Dr. Ken, what do we do if you've got questions? If people listening have questions, you have answers. Why do they trust you? Why do people want to talk to you?
1-888-55-DR-KEN. You get Dr. Ken. You get over 30 years of experience in medicine. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. Head-to-toe medicine. You can ask questions about your parents, your kids, yourself, your spouse, your friends. Anything you'd like to ask a doctor, you can understand me. I talk easy-to-understand language. I'm not going to try and talk over your head. I'm not going to try to impress you with my vocabulary. I'm going to get practical answers. I'm going to hone down on your problem and try to solve it for you. I've been doing this every day of my life for more than 30 years. I still see patients every day, and I'd love to help you. That's the biggest kick I get out of what I do, is trying to solve problems that have not been solved and help people get to the next step and help you untangle the incredible medical maze that has been created. If you've been in the healthcare system lately, you know how user unfriendly it is and how difficult it is to navigate it. And I want to be your assistant, get you through it, help you get to the next step, help you get solutions to your problem. No paperwork, no bill, just helpful, practical solutions, evidence-based health care. I take the best from the traditional world where I've been trained, but I also am not allergic to alternative medicine that's evidence-based. I consider myself a blended physician, and I'd love to help you. And there are some lines open now, but I promise you, if you wait, we're on for 2 hours. We always leave the show with a bank full of callers who can't get on because they wait till the end. So 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll free from anywhere in America. 1-888-553-7536.
Great idea for usage of your time. Dialing 888-553-7536. Email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Measles in the news this week, Ken.
This is in the news, Doug, and this is a problem that should go away, and it's just a problem that becomes emotional for so many. But the CDC reported this week that measles cases in America hit a 15-year high last year, with 90% of the cases traced, are you ready, to other countries with lower immunization rates. There were actually 222 cases of measles in America last year, and this is more than triple the usual number. Fortunately, no one has died of measles in America since 2008, but this is amazing. approximately 20 million people contract the measles virus each year worldwide, and about 164,000 people die from it. Measles, Doug, is so contagious that the virus is spread if somebody sneezes or coughs or breathes it out. But that person doesn't even have to be in the room. You can enter a room where somebody with measles was there a while ago, and that person is long gone. You enter that room, you have not had the immunization, you're going to get measles. Fortunately, more than 90% of American children have been vaccinated. Certainly mine have. The CDC recommends children receive two doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine starting at 12 to 15 months of age. Measles is preventable. Unvaccinated people put themselves and other people at risk for measles and its complications. I have had these vaccines when I was a child and certainly recommend them to my family.
All right, so there's the word, 888-553-7536. Actually, that's only one of the words. There are lots of different words here in the news department. We cover the news, breakthroughs of the week, et cetera, et cetera. Recalls. I'm kind of confused by this. An ultrasound gel has been seized by U.S. Marshals, the gel that you use when I'm having an ultrasound in your office. I don't get this.
Exactly. There's this material. It's called ultrasound gel. Most of us know the ultrasound from when the woman is pregnant. We make the television picture of the fetus inside the womb. Well, we use ultrasound throughout the body. In the heart, we call an echocardiogram, and we ultrasound many parts of the body. And there's a gel, if you've ever had one, it's a little greasy. The technician puts it on the surface of the imaging probe that is pressed, hopefully not too hard on your body. And this gel, it helps amplify the transmission of the ultrasound waves. And unfortunately, U.S. Marshals this week, Doug, they had a raid in New Jersey plant that produces ultrasound transmission gel at the request of the FDA after the agency found product samples that were containing dangerous bacteria, actually very, very dangerous bacteria. The product lots, it's called Other Sonic Generic Ultrasound Transmission Gel. It's manufactured by Pharmaceutical Innovations Incorporated in Newark, New Jersey. It was found to have Pseudomonas and Klebsiella. These are both nasty bacteria. Pseudomonas can lead to pneumonia, urinary tract infections, and what we call bacteremia, where the bacteria actually enters the bloodstream. And people who are a little immunocompromised can actually have very, very severe reactions to these bacteria. So when you are getting your ultrasound this week, make sure that they're not using Other Sonic Generic Ultrasound. And all of you healthcare providers, make sure that you eliminate this product from your office or the hospital.
All right, but is this overkill bringing the U.S. Marshals in? Why they just ask for the stuff to be sent back?
Well, you'll have to ask the FDA.
Well, you know how I... This is a typical Gestapo tactics of the FDA. Another warning, as long as we're in the FDA's ballpark, might as well give everybody the warning about this. It's a patch for something. What's this all about?
This is a warning that came out of the FDA. It's about the fentanyl patch and the dangers to children. The FDA issued what they call a consumer advisory this past week, Doug, reminding parents, caregivers, and all medical personnel of the deadly consequences that's posed to children from just accidental contact or even ingestion of these fentanyl patches. You don't even want a child to pick one of these up. And they're marketed under the brand name as Duragesic. The patches, they're prescribed, Doug, for patients experiencing constant pain. Especially cancer patients get these. And they contain a very strong synthetic opiate drug. It relieves pain for 3 days. But when a child swallows a patch or even applies it to his or her skin, the drug can actually slow breathing and result in death of that child.
Wow. All right, that's something to know. 888-553-7536. Let's get back to your calls now. We've covered a lot of the medical news. Anna is listening in Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania, to the Good Day Weekend program. Anna, say hi to Dr. Ken.
Good morning.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
What can we do for you, Anna?
I recently had a weight gain that kind of creeped up over several years. Nothing medically, just, you know, hand-to-mouth kind of problem.
It goes
too
with
much
the territory. It just goes with each birthday, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I started doing a lot of reading, so I just eliminated sugar completely and only eating fruits and vegetables, the fruits mainly for natural sugar. And I am absolutely amazed at the difference in how I feel. And I'm wondering, is this in my head or is this really happening?
And this is really happening. Let me help you with, you're bringing up two issues. One is the difference between simple and complex carbohydrates and how you feel when you take more complex carbohydrates and less of the simple carbohydrates. And then you're also brought up an issue about the weight gain that creeps up with us as we get older and how can you deal with that. So, Doug, do I have time to deal with both of these?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so you, what you've done is you've gotten out of the habit of eating a lot of the bakery goods, the white flour products. We call these simple carbohydrates. And the problem is there's a, you know, I don't want to get too jargony, but there's something called a glycemic index. And this is how quickly it raises your blood sugar, and then it quickly falls. And the glycemic index of these simple carbohydrates, the white flour products, it's just not as easy on the body as the complex carbohydrates. So you want to get rid as much as possible of the simple carbohydrates, the white flour products, the bakery goods. This is what's going to raise your triglycerides. It's going to make you insensitive to insulin. It's going to creep up your diabetes. And I'm going to talk a lot this week about the new recommendations for treating type 2 diabetes, but that's not in your head. It's absolutely true. The other issue is you are dealing with such a common problem, Anna, this weight creep that occurs as we get older, and you can eat the same amount of calories. I don't care how you get them, and the weight just creeps up. And the reason is because our metabolism slows down as we get older. So you have to do some things to speed up your metabolism. And my favorite way of revving up your metabolism as you get older is to get somebody to help you after the doctor says it's okay to do some weightlifting. And it doesn't have to be the kind of weightlifting that helps you to win a bodybuilding contest. It can be light weights. It can be enjoyable. You can do this with a friend, your spouse. And it just takes 3 days a week, light weightlifting, and you'd be amazed how it will incinerate calories and help you with this weight creep that occurs in all of us. Of course, a few percent, unfortunately, it's only a few percent, will have a low thyroid as you get older, so that should be checked. But unfortunately, that's not the usual easy solution for most of us.
All right.
Well, I can tell you, had I realized this sooner, sugar would have been a thing of the past.
And I look forward. Don't be hard on yourself. Just look forward. It sounds like you're doing a great job with this, and that's the best you can do.
Have you stopped smoking, Anna?
Pardon me?
Have you stopped smoking?
Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah, what is that? Doesn't smoking, I was told once that smoking is horrible for bones and that kind
of
stuff as well, Ken.
Smoking will rev up your metabolism, and that's one of the reasons why a lot of people at this point in life, even younger, don't want to give up smoking because they're afraid of the weight gain.
Yeah. All right, Anna, thank you for your call. Best of luck. 888-553-7536. Did you see the story about the woman, the 30-year-old woman, who was apparently drinking 2 gallons of Coca-Cola a day?
Yes.
And now she's dead, and the company's being sued by the family. They think that there is something in Coca-Cola that is like tobacco products, gets you hooked. Duh. the thing is loaded with all kinds of stuff. Sugar, by in and of itself, is kind of addictive, isn't it, Ken?
Absolutely. Just to be clear on this, this 30-year-old New Zealand mom drank between 8 to 10 liters. That's about 2 to 2.5 gallons of regular Coke every day. Okay. Now, if I gave you 2 to 2.5 gallons of almost anything every day, if you took excessive water, you could kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just also a matter of poor common sense. She probably induced an electrolyte, a mineral disorder. Probably her potassium was so low, and she went into a rhythm problem. But, this is just ridiculous, poor common sense. And Coca-Cola, obviously, I'm not going to advocate that you take it, but this is not the way it's intended to be consumed.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken, who now has some information on you. Those of you who have high cholesterol, high triglycerides, what is there that you think people can do about that condition, Ken?
Well, before the plaquing starts in the circulation to the heart, many people are frustrated and challenged by getting their cholesterol down, and they want to try a more natural way. I have a product I've been recommending to my patients. It really works. It's safe. It's effective. And if high cholesterol, it is a serious condition, and it can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And if it is on your radar screen, I'd like to mention this way that I've been helping my patients seek a safe, effective way to lower their cholesterol. It's this all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners because Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. They're known as triglycerides, and users report excellent results in just 60 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA-registered, and Cardiol, it's easy to take, just one capsule a day.
The makers of Cardiol are so confident that it will work for you, they're offering you a free trial so you can see for yourself. You pay shipping and handling, that's it. You can go to Dr. Ken's website, click on the free trial button there, or you can call 888-809-6424. This is the way for you to make sure high cholesterol doesn't risk your future. 888-809-6424. 809-6424 for Cardiol. You've also heard us talking about Vitality Ultra Pure Omega 3 Fish Oil from Solana Health, the makers of Cardiol. Solana Health will donate a box of capsules of Vitality Ultra Pure Fish Oil to a mother in need for every 5 boxes of Vitality Ultra purchased between now and the 1st of May. Again, the number to dial is 888-809-6424.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Granger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Granger representative or visit Granger.com/KeepStock. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Captain James T. Jones, G Company, 2nd Platoon Leader.
I was the left flank platoon of the company. They came down that little finger that I knew they'd be coming down. I lost several men that night. We had to pull them back in to make our little perimeter smaller, and I told the field artillery observer that, I said, you remember where my left flank was? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, give me battery 3 or 4 rounds because you got to get them off them. And he said, well, you're taking a chance. You're going to get killed yourself and your men. And I said, you just tell us when it's on the way, and I'll get my men down, because I said, if you don't do it, the Chinese are anyway. So they gave us the artillery and got them off my back a little bit.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants.
So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
TV 888-553-7536, your weekend date with Dr. Ken, on the air every weekend at this time to answer your questions. Here's a question from Jimmy, who's in Ellsworth, Kansas. Your problem is what, Jimmy?
Well, I have a problem urinating. You know, sometimes it's, you know, frequent, and it's hard to get started sometimes, and got a weak stream. And after I think I'm finished, I just dribble.
And how do we know your prostate is okay?
Well, I had a physical here about 7 months ago, and they ran a PSA, which is normal. And he gave me, you know, a check with the glove, and he said it's small and soft.
Was that a urologist?
No, it was just a family physician.
Because family physicians, it's great that they did that, but sometimes it's very tricky to do a good exam on the prostate. And if you're as symptomatic as you are, you know, I would want the specialist to examine your prostate, because most likely that is where the issue is. You could have an infectious problem in the area. Have you ever had any trauma to that area?
No.
And, you know, and I don't want to get you overly concerned, but you want to make sure there's no tumors in that area of the body. And all of that needs to be looked at, because I'm sure if one does a thorough evaluation with exam, some ultrasound, you're going to find the cause.
Okay.
You may need some more sophisticated imaging also. They may end up doing a CAT scan of the area, but there's definitely something going in your urinary tract system from the kidneys down to the bladder, down to the urethra, the prostate. That area needs some more careful examination.
Okay. So, you know, really, you know, it's got me concerned. My father, years ago, he had prostate cancer, and he had the same symptoms.
Exactly. That's why, you know, I don't want to get you too overly concerned, but your next step is to ask your doctor for a urologist referral.
That's the way to go, Jimmy. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Jerry is in Eugene, Oregon. KUGN. Hello there, Jerry.
Yeah, hi. Still 4 o'clock in the morning over here, so I'm just waking up. So I'm glad I caught the program in time.
And we're glad you're with us.
In June, huh?
We're glad you're here.
Thank you. In June last year, I had a parathyroid adenoma removed. And then I received a letter yesterday from the doctor saying I had osteoporosis. He had done some kind of bone scan.
Jerry, can I just pause there for 1 second? The parathyroid, people think of thyroid. This is not the thyroid. These are glands that are on the side of the thyroid gland that sits at the front of the neck, and they control the calcium and the phosphorus levels in the body. Go on.
Now, so I get a letter saying I have osteoporosis because I had a scan done, and that I'm supposed to take vitamin D, 4,000 units a day. I don't even know what the osteoporosis is. I don't know if it's causing symptoms or not, because I do get skeletal bone.
All right, so in the interest of time here, we need to get to
Jerry,
a question.
Osteoporosis, it causes bones to become weak and brittle, and you'd ask your doctor, make sure that they confirm why you have this diagnosis. And an initial treatment for this is, before we go to the stronger drugs, is making sure you get adequate vitamin D and calcium. And I would ask your doctor to help clarify this a little more for you, because clearly the job hasn't been done.
Well, what he appears obvious that Jerry hasn't asked the question. He was waiting for the doctor to give him the answer. And you need to be more, the doctors, the way they are, for the most part, they're not all like Ken. They'll tell you, they'll give you an answer to a question if you give it to them, but they won't give you much information other than that, because sadly, many of them just don't care. So you need to be very aggressive in the questions. The same way you ask questions of Dr. Ken, get a hold of this guy and ask him the same questions in the same way.
And if you're still confused, call us back here.
888-553-7536. For more calls, another hour, you can queue up now to talk to Dr. Ken Kronhaus in the next hour of Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.